Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello out there, and welcome to a very special episode of the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
And this is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. Today we are going to answer some long-awaited questions about how Danny and I prepare for these big events that we dress up for. So if you're not aware, Danny and I recently attended the Game Awards 2025 down in LA Live. And our outfits were pretty great. Danny, what would you say is like your general like reaction to how we pulled it off this year?
People were very surprised. I think there was one person that guessed our outfit theme, because they were like, because of the things that we were wearing, like, wait a minute, it seems like a yacht thing, right? And I'm like, this person got it. You know, so only one person guessed it. It was great. It felt good showing the outfits. We usually start really early in the previous years, but this one, because of the things that we were doing behind the scenes here with the house, it took a longer time. So we started doing this like maybe like a month or two, I think, right? Something like that. But we're very happy with the results. And I think especially from the men's side, people are like, wow, Danny wearing an ascot? Like, nobody was wearing an ascot at the event. So it was cool seeing the reaction of people. Something different. It's something that we have never done before, you know? So,
yeah.
And Ree will talk more about the theme, but I think it was perfect. I loved it. Loved it.
And how do you feel like the reception was? Like what people were saying?
Oh no, people were very happy with it, man. They're like, man, you guys always put it off, man. They love the colors. Everybody was asking me about like your purse, what you were wearing. I had questions about the ascot. Lots of questions about that. Where I got and all that stuff. We'll talk about that too later, right? And also, the good thing about this video that we're doing right now is also we're going to be showing behind the scenes of like how everything went down. You know, I think there's parts where we were having also finding issues with a tailor. We couldn't find a tailor around the area because of the scheduling and the holiday season. I think I have some footage of that. I'm not 100% sure, but I think it will be cool for people to see how we managed to do this, because remember what Ree has, what she was wearing, it was custom made. She will explain more later, but like getting it done custom made was like, it was challenging because we weren't sure how it was going to come out, you know, and we have the reaction of like Rihanna getting it for the first time. Like, it's going to be cool. I think people are going to enjoy the behind the scenes stuff.
that we have. So without further ado, Danny is going to insert some of our along the way journey, and we'll come back and wrap it up after you see what we all went through to get to the Game Awards red carpet.
All right, enjoy. All right, Reed, where are we going?
We are going to the tailor because I bought my dress for the Game Awards off of Shein. It's beautiful and I love it, but I don't want to just put it on the same way that you see it on the model in the listing. I wanted to kind of make it a little bit more my own thing. So I bought two, and we're actually going to go to this alterations place and see if they can take the dresses and some inspiration photos and some ideas that I've had and actually make it more custom and original, that something nobody else has.
Well, we're gonna go there in a few minutes.
All right, let's see if they can do it. This is the look that we're going for. Right. So assume that once this is now down here, this
you
is
ready?
The look. Yes.
Yeah.
Does that look right?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, no, just, okay. You want to do like this, mm-hmm. right? We need to cut here.
Okay.
Okay, a little bit there. Pull your finger. See?
Like that?
Like this.
Like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Before what day you say before?
December 10.
December 10.
It's kind of neat. I might use it in my hair. We'll see. Right. We'll see. It's giving sea goddess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it. All right, so we just got done with the tailor, and I'm really, really excited because we came up with a way to do it even better than what I was imagining. So I love people who do alterations, like you all, true artists, and they can do it before December 10th, so we have plenty of time to figure out the details. And when we were there, we actually figured out that instead of wearing what I thought I would do as a cape over my shoulders, we might actually put in my hair. So there's a couple of things with the hair. Like, I of course intended to wear like big amazing, like just came out of the ocean goddess hair, and I had this comb, this actually antique comb that I purchased from an Etsy seller in the UK, but in case it doesn't come in on time, since, you know, shipping from the UK is a little dicey right now, we might put the shaw in my hair, kind of like my hair got trapped in a net on the way out of the ocean. I don't know. It could work. We'll see. But I really want to use it because the beads in the actual cape match that pearl look of the purse. So I want to see if I can make it work. So fingers crossed.
No, honestly, Rhea, I think the plan is coming on even better than before.
Yeah.
Because we had a plan, but because of the different reasons, time and packages haven't arrived and so on, I think this second option, I think, is going to come out even better than the original plan.
I love it.
So,
are you starting to see it? Like, now that you've seen me like in the fabric with the shoes on, holding the purse, you see me holding up the net, like, is it starting to...
Yes, I can see it. And here's the thing, I haven't tried on my suit, my stuff, you know, yet.
Yeah, we still gotta tie your ascot.
Yeah, we gotta get that ready.
We gotta practice.
Yeah, I'm very excited to wear that, because, you know, I have my suit ready, and my mm-hmm. shoes and everything, I have my socks, everything. And
that, do you have your socks?
Yeah, I have my socks. Oh, okay. I have my socks. But that, I think the ascot is going to be the one that's going to be the highlight.
Yeah, that's your highlight. Wow, yeah. Your wow factor.
Second will be the glasses.
We got to see everything on you. We got to do a try on for you, too.
Yeah, we could go to the store.
When we pick up your suit from the suit guy.
Yes. Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll see what happens. Yeah, let's go.
I'm excited. All right, so Danny, we are headed to go pick up your suit from your famous suit guy.
Yes.
So tell us how you found the suit guy and how that relationship started.
Ooh, that was in 2021. It was the first time that it was an in-person event.
gaming event, which was the Game Awards. Mm-hmm. And I was searching online, like, I need to get a suit on it because, you know, I got to wear all my suits ready and I wanted something new. And at the same time, I wanted to take pictures for our wedding invitation.
And you didn't want to buy something.
Yeah, I didn't want to buy anything. I bought more after, but this one was like, you know, because it was still a pandemic. And I searched, went, found the spot, really enjoyed getting stuff at this place. And he is so good. Like, he knows my measurements. Like, he remembers me every time I see him. He's like, I already know what I know your measurements here. Well, let's do this. And we always change every year. So
he also knows what kind of fit you like.
And yep. Yeah. He's pretty good. I highly recommend this in the Burbank area. But I'm excited. I'm excited. This time we're going over there because I'm bringing my Ascot for the first time. He hasn't seen it. So I'm going to wear it, test it out, see how it looks with the suit.
Now, why the Ascot? Now, why not a tie this time?
Ascot, it was actually Rihanna's idea. Mm-hmm. That was a reason idea. And we'll explain later more about the story of why we're wearing. But you said something to me where you wanted something like, okay, make believe that you're a yacht owner or something like that, where you get to meet a mermaid or,
yeah.
You know, so I'm like,
sea goddess.
At the sea, I'm like, oh, I get it. Like, at first I was like, huh? But the more you break it down, I'm like, I get it. I get the colors. I get it. And here's another thing I was thinking. It's the perfect theme for this year, because every year there's a theme that's happened that year. So like last year we're wearing purple, violet, and it was because of our daughter. It was her first year. You know, like every year something different. This time you mentioned that, and what is the thing that we've been doing for the past year? Doing research about the Dominican Republic. We've been to the Dominican Republic now. It's going to be 3 times this year.
Going across the ocean.
Across the ocean, you know. So everything, every year is a theme.
Mm-hmm. Oceanic, inspired, this time.
It relates to what we have been doing for the past year and celebrate those like big moments for us, you know. So I was like, I see where Reese's coming from. We'll
break it down a little bit more and like show the
graphics,
the mood board.
Yeah, the mood board. Yeah. Yo, like we go deep. Like we did a whole mood board and show like what we're wearing, how we're gonna wear it. I was like, damn, this is pretty good. This is the first time this year that we've done it like that.
Usually it's all in my head, yeah. And I have to explain to you, and you have to just trust that it'll come together.
Yeah.
Which has been great. It's worked out wonderfully, and you do trust me, so that's nice. Yeah.
And I feel like color is an important thing for us, because, mm-hmm. You know...
We like to stand out.
It stands out, but also the meaning of that color, you know, so like... When you mention about ocean, sea, the yacht, the pearls, like everything makes sense when you see it. Mm. When you see the suit and you see the dress together, you're like, I get where they're coming from.
I also like that when we get dressed, like we go together, but it's not like matchy.
Yeah.
Like if you saw us separately throughout the evening, and people have told us this, they're like, okay, I saw your outfit and then I saw their outfit and now I get it, right?
Yeah. So I'll give you a perfect example. Like we went to Fallout red carpet premiere last year and we did the Fallout theme color, you know, we
blue had
the
and blue yellow.
And yellow. We went to multiple events where we always change the color of that theme or relates to whatever's happening that year for us, you know. So like we always try to do that, you know, as much as we can.
It's fun. It's another way to express ourselves.
Yeah, we're almost there, actually.
We're almost to our suit guy.
Yeah. It just opened up right now.
Hello. How you doing, sir? Good. Just need to pick up the suit. All right, so I also brought my...
Do the suit first.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, let me put this away.
All right.
So I have to...
You remember how to do it?
See, I haven't even done it yet.
I still think you should have practiced.
I should have.
You have to get it a little tighter to go after.
Yeah, do it tighter.
Tighter, right?
Yeah,
get it. Like a little.
Get the knot tighter. Oh, yeah, that's great. Ooh. Well, you have accessories.
Yeah. Oh, now it's looking...
Now it's feeling right.
Now it's looking official. I'm saying this.
Do you know how to do that?
Same color? Same color? Do you feel like it's too much?
Yeah, I mean, you can adjust it, you know?
It's my first time.
Yeah, a little tighter, maybe.
There you go.
Ooh.
Ooh, wait.
The glasses.
I haven't even tried these shoes yet.
Shoes, too. All right.
That's good?
It's getting there.
Getting almost. Not 100%. Almost. Got it. Man, I can see it.
Turn to the camera so I can see you.
I can see it. I got to fix this. Almost there. Almost.
Yeah, you gotta work on it. There needs
I gotta
need almost. Some texture here.
Yeah,
and
almost there. I gotta
this
fix
may be
it.
A little wider.
Yori, potential.
It's getting there.
Yes.
The glasses really, really work.
That's good?
That is so good.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good. So I'm going to see similar to like...
Mm-hmm. They got a little shine to them. A little sparkle. A little twinkle, twinkle.
So what is that? It was a set that he bought?
Yeah, it was like a different set from... the Ascot
Etsy.
Was... Yeah. It's like an indie
How
store.
How much was that Ascot from?
It was like 70.
It's from the UK.
No, I mean the glasses are different.
Glasses are separate. Yeah.
So I bought this 2 years ago, but I never wore it. I had it like in a box, and I'm like, wait, I know I have a green one. Yeah.
So that's where the green comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my dress is green and gold.
Oh, you gotta show your. Do you have pictures of your dress?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Better with it.
All right, feeling it?
Yeah. I'm feeling really good.
Yeah.
This is good. Yeah.
What about you doing cufflinks? And
I have cufflinks at the house.
Are you going to do them?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I got
them.
What color? What color do you have?
Just a black one.
I like black idea. If it could match like the black pearl kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Can I get a 360?
Yeah. It's good.
This is great.
I'm happy. This is good. All set.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good one.
There you go.
Good.
Thumbs up.
Yeah, let's go. About to head out.
The suit looks great. It's perfect. And the shoes.
Legit. There's a couple things I need to do, like fix, you know, Oscar and all that. But
no, it looked perfect with the neckline and everything, and then the pocket square.
Yeah, it looks good. Legit. Looks legit. Let's go.
That it worked, because I don't really have a plan B, so let's see how it goes.
Same thing, seams, okay?
Okay.
You can do like sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is
now. And the split is here, right?
Yep, right there. So.
Yeah.
Hi.
How this open? You like it, right?
Yes, this is great. I mean, it could even be higher.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, that could be higher.
Is it kind of pretty?
It feels so pretty.
This is half. Up or down?
It'll be a little bit higher.
It's gonna
lower.
Be lower, yeah.
Okay.
Different.
No, this is okay, where like I will wear it.
Like
this is where it's comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, like this.
Just like this.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Okay.
Yeah. See the arm? Yes. I was kind of want to wear this arm jewelry.
Please, stay straight. Don't look here. Okay. Only straight.
Straight.
Okay.
It's so cool how it's like. Yeah, like it wraps around, like a seaweed
wrap. Yeah, this is exactly correct.
Yeah.
Even.
It's, this is definitely the right way to go.
To go to do cut.
Okay. I mean, I think the top looks perfect. I love how the skirt, like the pleats in it, like wrap around almost like I'm wrapped in seaweed, and the slit is really, really cute. And like, I don't know, it's like it's exactly how I envisioned it, so I'm really excited.
Does it feel comfortable?
Super comfortable, like night clothes, honestly. And I know I'll have something underneath so that I can lift my arms and nobody would see anything they're not supposed to see. So it's gonna be like one of the easiest things I've ever worn, honestly. And yeah, it's gonna look fantastic, and it's one of a kind, and you know that makes a big difference to us, so I'm really excited. Okay, so I have a bunch of the accessories that I will be using for our Game Awards look. We have the nails. So the nails were actually from this wonderful shop called Arita Nail. Thank you guys, shout out to you. And they have the cutest little custom packaging. So this shawl also came from Etsy, and it is absolutely gorgeous. It's got a high-low detail where it's like higher on one side than the other. And you can wear it front, back, side, whatever you like. But my favorite part is it has this glorious black pearl detail all throughout the whole thing. This sheer veil cape thing moment that I was envisioning has now turned into a hairpiece. These are the shoes. They're from Aerosoles. Shout out to them. I love their shoes. And these are just so comfortable. I can wear them all night and walk a lot, which we'll be doing. So practical shoe choice. It's gold. It matches whatever. One more edit that I want to shout out to was this hair comb, which as you can see, this hair, earring, and hair accessory moment didn't leave room for this beautiful antique looking comb. You might see this pop up again. Are you ready for the big one? Are you ready for the big one? Ew! Okay. All of this was set off by number one, the dress, which I absolutely love. But that dress gave birth to this huge concept where, you know, it's a nautical fantasy. And I was shopping with my family in the room, and they very much enabled me and
told me I had to get it. It wasn't just like, oh, you know, maybe you should think about. No, they were like, no, you have to get that purse. It belongs to you. You need to get it. Do what you got to do to put that purse in your hand. And I was like, okay, sure, whatever. Because it's actually beautiful.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. All right, so we're back here, and that was a behind-the-scenes video of us driving all over L.A., getting our outfits. You know, we went to Burbank, Studio City. It was a lot of behind-the-scenes. And also the process of getting our outfits, you know, from for both sides, you know. And Ree is going to break down her process of how she managed to get her outfit, and we'll go from there.
All right, Ree, go for it. Really quickly, I just want to show everybody kind of what ended up happening. So essentially, I found this dress on Shein. Shout out to Shein, and I bought it. It was great. It fit the theme, which I'll break down very detailed in just a second. But it wasn't feeling special enough to me. It's a one shoulder dress. I bought this and then I was thinking, oh, my arms are going to get cold, so I need to get some kind of shawl. And the shawl has these really beautiful, like, black pearl details on it, which I thought went really well with the theme and the purse accessory and all this other stuff. But it just wasn't really fitting. So I ended up going to our tailor, who we finally found. Shout out to Karen's Tailoring. And I actually asked them to make a new dress, mm-hmm. and I gave them this inspiration. And in order to make this happen, I bought two dresses. So I bought this dress twice and went to the tailor. They took my measurements, and you know, you saw in the back behind the scenes the measuring, you know, across and long, and essentially building a new dress out of the other two dress parts. Mm-hmm. And once this happened, everything kind of took off. And remember, this happened like weeks before the show. So mm-hmm. it went quick. And you know, like Danny was saying, like we'll be sharing all of the stuff in the description, where the tailor is, and links to all of my accessories, like my nails. Ooh, I should show my nails closer. But yeah, like where I got my nails and all of the different pieces that went in to support this look. But like, it was really last minute, not on purpose, just It didn't come together until I figured out what to do with the dress. And Danny always waits until I get my dress to really solidify what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And that kind of takes us to our overall process and how we come up with all this stuff. So essentially, Danny and I are going to Dominican Republic in just a few hours, basically. And we were trying to incorporate a piece of what's happening in our lives into our look. And we like doing this, like, as we said in our previous episode, you know, we incorporated the birth of our daughter into our look previous year, you know, other times when we're celebrating a certain thing or thinking of a certain theme that we're working towards, that's what inspires our look. So this year, the theme was, share our mood board, our theme was nautical fantasy. So this is a Moreau board that I made in order to help describe the vision, because Danny, you love to trust what I come up with, but you do sometimes need a little bit more visual, right?
Yes, yes. And also, I will tell her, I think we should change this and this and that. Like, I'll come.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have your input.
Yeah, yeah. So.
So the nautical fantasy theme was that Danny's a wealthy yacht owner. He's on his way from Dominican Republic to this lovely red carpet event, and he doesn't have a date. So he decides to scoop up some water from the sea and grab a sea goddess to attend with him. And that sea goddess is, of course, me. Mm-hmm. So this is how it started. The green and gold dress is seaweed and, you know, some sea foam wrapped around me. Of course, that leads into all the accessories you saw. So I have the hair piece, we edited the shawl, the nails and the earrings kind of, again, mimic the black pearls. These are the shoes that I wore. But really, the purse was the star for me. And the purse, Danny actually spotted on Etsy and mm-hmm. said, oh my gosh, it looks like a black pearl. It's just like hanging almost like it's in a shell. Like, this is so beautiful. It goes with the look so perfectly. And it really set everything off for my look. But for Danny, it was all about your ascot. Tell me how you felt when I first told you about the idea. Because at first, I was thinking like linen suit. He's, you know, White Lotus on vacation, and now he's on his way to the show. But you were like, no, I got to put my spin on it.
Yeah, I wanted to get the color. First, I was like, I need to find an ascot. Because you had a different ascot. Like, it wasn't this one at all. It took me a while to find the right one. And once I found it, I showed it to you. I'm like, oh, Ree, it comes with a pocket square and an ascot. This is like perfect. And you were like, yep, this is it. And now I know you have these weird green socks. I didn't get those.
These are not the socks. Again, this board was edited. This was our starting point.
Yeah. So I was also thinking, should I wear a chain? Should I not? Like, I was just like all over thinking. But I it's good sometimes if you go as simple and classy as possible. You can't overdo it. And here's the thing. Even with Ree, if you go back to your side, Ree, I want to show you something real quick. So the viewers, that black the black pearls one that you have on the side.
The shawl, yeah.
The shawl. That one, originally, it was going to be like this. And then we're like, oh, we could use it as your hair. Like, you just came out from the ocean, net, whatever, you know. And
net caught with some pearls in my hair. Yeah.
And then we thought about it. It looked cute. We thought about it. I'm like, I think this is too much. And then now it's looked like a cosplay thing. Like, we don't want to do that, you know. So we removed it completely. We're like, all right, we're going to take that out. And I think everything was fine. Yeah, there's
lots of editing that happened for both of us. Because also like you said, you were going to have much more elaborate cufflinks.
Mm-hmm. The cufflinks, I changed it. The
chains. And really, it was all about the ascot and then the sunglasses and the pocket square and a slight little pearl cufflink as a decor. But what I love that you brought up, Danny, for your look, is you were saying, I get, Ree, that you have this vision of us on vacation or us on a yacht and, you know, again, White Lotus kind of being the visual theme, but a linen suit just doesn't feel formal enough. And you like to dress up, and you said, I want to wear a velvet suit.
Yep. I want to wear a velvet suit. Yep. And we did it.
You did that. Like, that was the right choice.
I'm
glad you made that call.
I had to. Yeah. Cause I was like, look, this is something that we love to do together, and we always take it to the next level. And I think this was the right decision that we did that, you know, and it worked out. It worked out completely, you know, like. And here's the thing, too. I also changed the cufflinks. Like, I know here you have one. I have a lot of cufflinks. And I felt like this one was good, but something was missing. I was like, I don't know what it is. And then I thought about it, and you can't see it here. I don't have the picture of it, but I got one that it looks like a pearl, but it's more of like a lighter color. That it makes sense with our theme. So I'm like, all right, this is perfect. I'm going to wear that. And also the glasses. I know I had these glasses somewhere because it's been years. I have a lot of glasses too. And I look back to my collection. It's something that I haven't opened in years. And I'm like, oh my God, this is still brand new. And I found exactly these glasses right here. So I'm very happy how everything came out. That turned out. Everything came out great with our outfits and everything. And the important thing, too, we were both comfortable. It wasn't like we're struggling or we couldn't sit. Like, you know how it is. Like, people, there's certain things they can't do because for different reasons. For us, we had a great time with it. It was very, very comfortable with our outfits, you know?
It was. And I think, especially for me, like, I, you know, can't do heels that are uncomfortable all night. Yeah. Like, I don't want to be fussing with stuff. And I actually was a little bit. There's some notes for things that we would maybe change or edit that we'll get to in just a second. But I think overall, like, it was really easy to wear. I have a funny bathroom story that gave me some challenge that I'll tell maybe another day. But overall, like, it was such a comfortable thing. I felt confident. I feel like we looked great. And it was telling a story, which is what we love doing. Like, at the end of the day, we're storytellers. And this is just one way that we do that. And I love that you're on this with me. Like, you're in it with me. Because it can be a lot. And, you know, I think it's worth it. So I'm just going to show one last series of pictures while we talk about, like, what we... how we think it went, like what we learned and, you know, maybe things that we would do differently in the future. Cause I know I had a couple of, crazy oops, uh-oh moments. So, I'm going to switch gears here and show just the pictures of the look and how it ended up. So let me do this. Mm-hmm. So Danny, what's something that you feel like you would do different? And if you could go back and tell yourself, like, "Ooh, this is gonna be not what you expected."
Honestly, I felt like we didn't record us walking with our outfits.
We didn't get any motion shots.
Yeah, that part I do regret. But pictures, yeah. I think it was fine. Like the look, everything is great. I feel like we should have gotten more pictures in other places. But besides that, you know what it is? I think I just want to live the moment. I was just getting tired of, like, oh, let me pick pictures. Yeah. I don't want to do that. It was a lot. And I just want to relax and just spend time with you and our friends. Like, I didn't want to overdo it. And we did what we had to do. I took a lot of pictures with other people, with friends, you know, that saw us. But that was the only thing that I regret, is not recording a video of the reaction and so on, you know. But it's fine. It's all good. It was worth it.
A couple of things that I would definitely give us as notes. Mm-hmm. I wish we had pinned your pocket square or maybe taped it, because I know it kept falling up and down, like sneaking up and falling down throughout the night. And it was actually kind of nice that I had something to do to touch you, like a reason to touch you throughout the night, because I just like touching you.
Yeah.
But it was a little fussy. And so was my top. So, as I said before, this is a top and a skirt, like a cape and a skirt. And every time I would move or walk or hug somebody or reach for something, it would kind of shift and rotate in one direction versus the other. Mm-hmm. And I realized, like, throughout the night, I was constantly, like, pinching the shoulders and rotating it to put it back in place. I probably should have taped it so that I wasn't concerned about it all night. And I could live in the moment a little more, like Danny's saying.
Can I ask you a question about that? Do you feel like my ass guy was moving a lot? Cause I know you were moving my pocket square a lot, but the ass guy was fine.
The ascot was solid, and I like mm-hmm. that's why I didn't mention it in editing notes, because, like, honestly, it didn't offend at all. It was just the pocket square.
Yeah, because it was my first time. It was my first time.
Yeah, it was solid in place.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I have more pictures.
I'm trying to get some more pictures.
I have more over here if you want me to.
Yeah, so, yeah. But I wanted to get the picture of you and me there. Yeah, something else that this was just order of operation mishap on my part. And I told this story at the show to some friends that we were catching up with. But I was so excited about these nails for obvious reasons, right? They're fantastic. And they went on great. It was super easy process. Shout out to Arita Nails. And I did it before I did my hair. I did my nails before I did my makeup. And I did my nails before I put in my contact lenses. Mm-hmm. And before I got dressed, which was a choice that I made that I will not make again. I'm not saying it was wrong, because obviously I pulled it off because I'm talented, but it was not easy. And it definitely added some time to our prep. And we were a little fashionably late. We weren't there at the time we wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. But I will say, putting on nails as long as these and nails as elaborate as these, it made it really hard for me to make my little fishtail braid. It made it really, really hard for me to put in my contacts. Doing my makeup with nails wasn't that bad. But truly, it was more difficult than it needed to be. And it was just because I was so excited and not thinking clearly about all of the things my hands needed to be able to do for the night. So if you're going to be wearing press-on nails or like extensions, and you have any way to do the other parts of your routine, especially contacts, before you put these nails on, highly recommend, excuse me, highly recommend you save the nail application for last. But I'm glad I did it, because we didn't know how long it would take me, and I never done it before, and I just wanted to make sure that we didn't run out of time. So those are the things I would really change. I felt like the shoe choice was perfect. I felt like my undergarments were comfortable. Besides the top, I wasn't really fussing with my outfit. Like, I felt good. I didn't feel exposed or cold, like, you know, because it gets a little chilly towards the end of the night, and I felt great. I didn't even need to ask you for your jacket. So I think we did great, Danny. I'm really proud of this one. I'm excited to see how we top it next year.
I don't even know how. Every year we're like, but how are we going to do it? You know, by the way, I want to show, I just found this. I want to show this very quick. This is the cufflinks and the ascot pocket square.
Yeah, your cufflinks are so pretty with that.
Yeah, it's just pretty good. I'm happy that we did that. You know?
Yeah, another also, Etsy listing, and we'll include all of them in the description below for those who are curious. But yeah, I love doing this with you, Danny. Like, this is one of the most fun things that I think we do as a couple, and I am excited for the next one. I guess it would be Dice and, you know, other shows coming up and awards next year, of course. So, you know, we'll see if we can keep it up, y'all. It's hard. We have a lot of inspiration in our lives, and I think that's what really helps, is because, like, there was a story and, you know, a full theme. It makes it fun to try to incorporate all of that into the outfit that we wear for the evening. And I'm glad people are curious about the process, because it's, like I said, it's something that we really enjoy. So thanks for tuning in, if you're still here. And let us know what you thought of it. Let us know if you think we nailed the brief, if the storytelling was clear. Did you get it before you saw the background and the mood board, or did it need a little more explanation? Maybe we can make it clear next time.
Yeah. No, it was fun, Rhea. I love doing this with you. It's a challenge every year, because we're like, how are we going to do it? But we managed to do it every year, you know. So can't wait to see what we have next for the next one, you know.
Yeah, and speaking of what's next, I do have a quick admin note. Before we close out this episode, if you are listening in real time, this is the weekend before we fly out to Punta Cana for the rest of the year, and Danny has agreed to let me do a little experiment where we will have a live episode of the Danny Ariana Show from the beach in Dominican Republic. So if you have questions about our Game Awards experience, or dressing up for things, or traveling as a family, or doing game content all over the world, or moving to another country, or anything about the Dominican Republic that we can answer, please tune in, ask us questions, hang out with us. It'll be short, but we will let you know what time very, very soon. And yeah, we're really excited to hang out with you guys from the beach. It's going to be cool.
I think the most important thing is to subscribe to the YouTube channel and get the notification bell. That will tell you when we go live. I think that's the best way to get it. You know, if not, if you miss it, it will be there recorded. But I think it will be cool to watch it live, because you can interact, ask the questions and stuff, you know. So it's going to be fun.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, with that, happy Game Awards, Danny. High five. We did it. We pulled it off. I'm proud of us.
Yeah, we did it. Can't wait for 2026. I can't wait for that one. It's It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It will. All right, Wenda, thank you for watching and also listening. And until next time. And if we don't, if you don't hear from us, if you miss the live stream, happy holidays. Happy New Year. I wish everyone have a great time during the holiday season. So, and thank you for supporting us this year. It's been great.
Yes, thank you all. It's been quite the year, and we're very excited to have you here with us. So be good to each other, love each other, and we'll see you in the next one.
All right, until next time, bye.
Bye.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.